The white knight will help you. I said the white knight will help you.
Was somebody laughing at me? I'll run him through, whoever the blighter is. Is there a blighter here? Come on, sir. Show your mustard.
I'm a small girl, your white knight, sir.
A small girl? Is that what the blighters are sending these days?
White knight, I'd like you to guide this small girl through the wood and onto the next brook. She's one of our pawns, and we'd very much like her to make it as a queen, you know.
I'll kill the blighters first.
Take that stupid helmet off.
Yes, Your Majesty, ma'am. Sorry, Your Majesty.
I said, I'd like you to guide this small girl through the wood and onto the next brook. You understand?
Yes, Your Majesty, ma'am.
I'm leaving you in capable hands.
Who?
Yes, very capable. Capable and capable. Oh, dear, yes, me. Capable to the last. I must be going. Armies to feed and babies to wash. Oh, yes. I shall see you in the 8th square, my dear. Who? Yes, that would be the bread and butter.
Goodness, are you all right? May I help you up?
Did I fall?
Most considerably, your white knight, sir. Goodness, you don't seem very stable on that horse tonight, sir.
Stable? What? Certainly. Come aboard, dear girl. Climb up now. It's quite safe.
It doesn't look too safe.
Nonsense, dear child. Climb aboard. She's a patient old girl, is my horse. I see you're admiring my wooden box.
I wasn't particularly.
It's my own invention. To keep clothes and sandwiches in. You notice that I carry it upside down to keep the rain out.
But the things can get out. Do you know the lid's not on?
I didn't know it. And then all the things must have fallen out, and the box is no use without them. There. We'll tie it up on this tree, shall we? Just here. There. Can you guess why I did that?
No.
For the bees.
Oh.
I was hoping some bees might come along and make it into a beehive.
But you have a beehive or something like it fastened to your saddle.
Oh, one of the finest. Made by myself. But not a single bee has come near it. I think it's the mice.
I was wondering why you have a mouse trap.
My own invention, of course. Yes, it's the mice that scare the bees away.
But you can't get many mice on a horse's back.
Not very likely, perhaps. But if they do, I don't choose to have the blighters running about. Indeed, it's as well to be provided for everything. That's the reason the old girl has these anklets around her legs.
What are those for?
To guard against the bites of sharks. It's an invention of my own, of course.
Oh, dear. Any bones broken?
None to speak of.
I'm afraid you've not had much practice.
In what?
Well, in riding.
What makes you say that?
Because people don't fall off quite so often when they've had more practice.
I've had plenty of practice. Plenty of practice. The great art of riding is... Plenty of practice. Now, I said the great art of riding, my dear, is... balance. Have you got your arms stretched out, madam?
No. I have now.
It's all in the balance. Plenty of practice.
White knight, sir. Excuse me.
Plenty of practice.
You're leaving me behind?
Just keep a grip of the saddle.